Are you ready to explore living life with greater ease, more joy, and doing what you love to do? Imagine That Coaching can help you discover possibilities, direct connect you to your personal passions. Visit www.dianesturner.com or call 847-824-6949. Imagine That Coaching, connecting person to passion. 847-824-6949.
Well, imagine that. We have Imagine That coaching professional Diane Turner in the studio. And Happy New Year, Diane. How are you today?
Thank you.
You bet. Well, welcome back. And you've been Tucson-based just for a little time, coming back from Chicago in ditch and dodge, as I was saying, with
yes,
the snow.
Yes, just missed the big snowstorm.
Great. Yeah, but at the same time, of course, this year, this part of transition, you know, I was 100% healthy through the wonderful holiday, and then I got slammed with the most phenomenal head cold that I think I'm just now shaking. But this idea of the body wisdom is a part and parcel of what you help your clients with, isn't it?
It is. And this is the perfect time of year to really look at this, because we're inside more. Even when you're in Tucson, you actually are inside more, because it gets a little cool here and it's sometimes very overcast, which people who are Tucsonans do not like.
No.
They get very spoiled. And those of us from the Midwest or from other parts of the country, we come here and, you know, 60 degrees in the winter is pretty warm. But when you get used to it, you start to realize, okay, maybe this is the time of year that I need to really take more care of myself, really take care of my body, because it's going to serve me better if I do that. And just pay attention to my body, rest more. Not necessarily sleep more, but do more resting.
Oh, I like that second part, though. Sleep more would work well.
Sleep more would work. I have no clue
on how to make that one happen. But I think this idea of rest more, so you're going to take us in this direction. This is about physically reclining and slowing the pace down and so on. But there's also the mental rest element, isn't there?
There is. And if you look at nature as the perfect example of this, in the winter, no matter where you are, things basically go into a different cycle. They go into a cycle where they are replenishing themselves for spring. And you can't always see what's happening. A lot of it's under the earth, under the ground. So it's in that unseen place that actually plants, trees, anything is resting and gaining energy and nutrients. So why don't we do that? Why, as human beings, do we push and prod ourselves to keep going at the same pace that we go every other time of the year? And so I've learned that at this time of year, it's very important to slow down and really become more in harmony with the cycles of nature.
And in fact, you could do it at any point of time in the year, of course. In fact, some people might think, well, that's what my summer vacation is for, you know, or that was what I did over the Christmas holiday, but now slam dunk, I'm up and running. But I think the idea you just closed on, but to do it in harmony with nature, there's this subconscious or this, you know, ethereal thing that's going to support you through
this,
isn't there?
That's right. And you can try it and see if it feels any different to you. I have found personally that when I try to push through this time of year, and especially spending so much time in the Midwest where you've got about 10 pounds of extra clothing on in the winter, so you're really literally pushing and holding everything up, and it's much more of a struggle. And I get more tired, and I think spending more time inside, there's all kinds of bugs going around and viruses going around, and, you know, we're just more likely to get sick. And not that we can't get sick at other times of the year, but when you live more in a more harmonious way with nature, what you will find is that the flow of your body's energy actually happens with greater ease.
And you know what? We're all looking for things to do with greater ease, aren't we?
We are. I just had a perfect example of this, because my back went out over absolutely for no particular reason in December, and I was leveled. I could not move. I couldn't do anything. It was pretty bad, I have to say. And I'm typically in really good health and physically active, and this just really stopped me in my tracks. And so what I've done is to use it as an opportunity, as a possibility, that I needed to rebalance something. I needed to take a look at the way I moved, at the way I stand in the world, the way I rest, the way I position my body, and really use it as an opportunity to adjust something, to make some adjustments, and to rebalance myself.
I had that happen to me several times at different occasions, and one of them was the wake-up call that says, I really should get rid of all those high-heeled shoes. And, you know, I'm already 6 foot tall. Why do I do this to my feet and other things? But, you know, in truth, what was going on is I really needed to address a major shift in my life. And interestingly enough, after staring that one down, 2 weeks into the new career opportunity, I didn't realize, but I had no back pain.
Yeah, it's interesting.
And you're thinking, this was going on in my body, my head.
Right. Well, sometimes it can be emotionally based. Yeah. And sometimes it truly is a physical, it's a physical thing that happens. And within that, because we are connected beings, and so it's not ever just one thing. We don't live from our neck up. We don't live only in our bodies. We're whole beings. So it really offers us an opportunity, like I said, to look at the whole of who we are and what is our relationship to our bodies and what is it that we experience day to day, and are we even aware of that? Mm-hmm. So much of the time we're just going through our lives not paying attention, and having something physical happen, if it's not a chronic thing, if it's just something acute, really is a wake-up call.
Mm-hmm. And so the kind of things you help your clients address can be everything from the fashion statement things,
yes,
right, Diane?
That's right.
What your clothing, your coats, that will, but also then employing techniques about meditation, your posture, the sunlight or the lack thereof in your work environment.
That's right. The first thing that I try to help people do is just to even become aware of what they're sensing in their bodies. So in a very simple way, just looking at the way they hold their hands. Do they walk around with a clenched fist?
Yeah.
How is their jaw positioned? Are they clenching their teeth? Is their neck hurting? Is their stomach hurting? Are their feet on the ground? Are they kind of floating through life? So we look at all those very obvious ways that we hold tension in our bodies and start becoming aware of what happens when you begin to breathe into those spaces, or just even to develop an awareness with those spaces.
Yeah, now if I recall, Diane, of course, you're a classically trained psychotherapist.
I am.
So you went through that process that you did in your medical trainings and the like, and then also between your psychotherapy work that you've done a lot of coaching and balance work, but starting to get involved in the Eastern philosophies and the shamanic practices in Latin America that brought you these additional doors that you could open?
What's interesting is that I had an opportunity to work with a teacher before I even knew anything about shamanic practices or indigenous healing practices. And this was a guy who actually had worked with Native Americans and so was very very sensitive to the power of their practices. And he developed a technique called self-acceptance training, and that was a body-centered technique. And he would teach us about the ways we hold tension in different parts of our bodies and how just repositioning ourselves or becoming aware of that could make a huge difference in the way we experience the world and what we put out into the world. So that led me then to further explore that and to look at those indigenous healing practices as a way to deal with more chronic problems, more chronic illness, chronic pain, and to broaden my approach from a traditional medicine approach to something more, not allopathic, but more naturopathic.
Sure, naturopathic. And to see that crossover then into the various coaching situations that you can help people apply then for them.
Well, it does. I mean, in coaching, you're really asking people to become more aware of what they want to focus on and move forward towards creating more in their life, whether it's more ease or more abundance or more flow, more energy. And one of the ways that you do that is to incorporate their body sensations into that process.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So the fact that my feet hurt all the time, yeah. No, I'm with you. I absolutely understand.
It's distracting, isn't it?
Oh, it's obviously distracting.
Yes.
In the classic situation for many of us, it's the old, well, no pain, no gain. I'll just still keep going.
Right. Well, we are in a culture of pushers. You know, we keep pushing, thinking that if we do that, we're going to get to our goals faster or we're going to accomplish more. And it's not just our culture. There are many cultures that have this as a core value. What you start to realize is that you actually don't have to be in struggle all of the time to get to where you want to go. You actually,
what a novel thought.
Yes, actually it is novel. And when I find that I talk to clients about this, it's shocking how this is such a new thought for people. It's, what do you mean? Don't I have to work hard? Don't I have to suffer? And in fact, what I have found is I've done this for more years, more of the time, and I start to and I've practiced this more in my own life, is that creating some sense of ease and flow and some sense of natural rhythm and awareness of that in your life, it builds upon itself. And so the results of that come more quickly, come more easily, and sometimes come in surprising ways, not always in the ways that we expect.
Amen. In fact, I can just think, you know, day in and day out, again, for those of us that are listening that are frequent business travelers, there's nothing like when you enter the airport and you see that we have 50 people deep to get even to the automated machine to get your ticket.
Right.
And you're looking at your watch and you're thinking, oh man, pulled this one too close, or what's this about? But sometimes if you just release all of that and you watch how your body is starting to tense up, that's not going to serve you well.
No, actually, what happens for me, because I do travel quite a bit back and forth between Tucson and Chicago, is, and then, of course, the nature of travel has changed dramatically.
Do you think?
You know, if I can be intentional about planning for more open, free-flowing time, what I notice is that everything goes more easily. Mm-hmm. And when I'm not being intentional, when I'm just rushing and pushing and thinking about 10 other things, well, those are the days when the security line is, like you said, 50 people deep, and I'm standing there tapping my toe, looking at the time, going, "How am I going to get to my gate?"
And which you absolutely will.
Yes.
And suddenly, because suddenly five new attendants come from the back room, and they can start moving people.
I believe,
the line.
You know,
but what you just put yourself through as you're standing tapping your foot.
That's exactly right. And we do that out of habit mostly.
Yeah.
And so that's really what I'm teaching, is for people to identify what are your habits, what is your relationship to your body that's working and what is not working. And so let's expand what's working and let the stuff that's not working kind of drop by the wayside. Mm-hmm. We do have choices about how we relate to our bodies and how we move through time and space. For the most part, there are those situations where people have limitations, where they have obstacles, challenges, and I think that some people do them really, really well, and they create adaptations, and they have a tremendous amount of belief and faith that they can move with ease through their world, even because of, or not necessarily in spite of, but moving forward even with the challenges that they have. And then there are those of us who really don't have particular challenges, who are really fortunate physically that we can be in charge of our bodies and we don't have chronic pain. And part of this is really being appreciative for the bodies that we're given and being grateful that it's the one that we've got. So what about honoring what we have instead of pushing ourselves or trying to squeeze ourselves out of certain things or having regrets about what we can't accomplish?
Yeah. Well, and you know, so many times, I think nationwide, this next couple months is when the health clubs across the United States see a surge of income.
Yes, they do.
All people that sign up. But then if you really look at the other statistic, how many people ever use those new memberships?
Right.
You know, it's a watershed free checks that come to a lot of these clubs because for the best of resolutions, people sign up. But, you know, again, this is about leading an intentional life with possibility. So how we now can remind ourselves that, no, I should be in an investing mode for me because it's going to give me greater longevity, or easier for me to move around if I shed those 10 pounds. Or, by the way, I should, because then maybe my back problems would lift, or I could be a better role model for my employees, my children, my best friend.
What's interesting about this, I was having this conversation with my physical therapist, who I'm actually loving physical
therapy.
This is
your buddy now,
He is my buddy. And he was giving me all kinds of kudos because I'm making such great progress, which, of course, feels great and totally feeds my ego. The fact is that he said most people who come to physical therapy, the moment they get relief, they stop.
Exactly.
And I'm here to change a lot of years. I won't give you the number. A lot of years of patterning and habit. And that, I know, is going to it's going to require me to not only practice this, but to keep at it, because my body is used to moving in a certain way. I just had this conversation about the health club with a friend of mine who said it's been really crowded at the health club. He says, but I'll just wait about a couple of weeks and it's going to open up again.
Yeah, it'll go away.
All these new people who signed up, they're just not going to come back. So it's true.
So I would applaud, you know, Diane, you're first off sharing with us. This is a real personal situation you've been in through what happened in December. You know, I know you're, you know, now a month and a half on the other side of it, shall we say. And have you put your finger on what, quote, may have caused it to happen?
I really believe for me that there's been a process of what I would call unwinding.
Mm-hmm.
So old patterns that have been with me for a long, long time, some of which I'm aware of, some of which are still unfolding and I'm becoming clearer. What's been really interesting for me is that the body position that I am now being encouraged to be in has to do with creating a more aligned spine.
Core.
Right?
Core.
So it's about building the musculature to support that. It's about being aware when that's not happening. And actually, I think it's a metaphor for the way in which I've been in the world. So I'm either overextending myself, doing way too much, and not paying attention to my own limitations or to my own boundaries. Let me just say it that way, to my own boundaries. Or pulling in so much because I have overextended myself. So now I'm kind of folding in on myself and not being aligned in the world. And I am really using this as a launching point for my clients because so many, I don't think it's just me that this is happening with. This is what we teach in coaching is alignment. Alignment with where you are at any particular time and really paying attention to not just what that we have boundless limitations, boundless possibilities, and we also have boundaries on those possibilities.
And then the choices you make. Now, our listeners should know that before we came on the air, Diane tells me we just had a quick update on how she's coming along with her book that she announced in the last show that I will be publishing this year, which she's kind of took this deep breath because she said, well, now that I've gone public, I guess I really have to do it.
Right.
But then she just told me that she's collaborating with another author, and their goal is to also publish that book this year as well.
It is.
So listen to what she just said. This is about reining myself in, getting alignment, and then, hello over here, you said you're going to do two books. And now, joking aside, that makes it all the more compelling star out there you've got your eyes aligned to make sure you're investing and being mindful with physical therapy, your body,
right,
in anticipation of birthing not one child, but twins
right
this year.
And here's the part that I want to make sure your listeners hear, and that is that for me, this time in my life, writing seems to be a calling.
Exactly.
So I am being called. I didn't ask for this other opportunity, but I was approached, and it's really fun, and it's easy, and I love the collaboration. So I'm not focused on the difficulty of doing it. I'm actually focused on the ease and the fun of it. And I don't know what's going to happen with all of this. I really am not projecting to the end point. It is very exciting, and it's one of those, who knew I would ever be at this point in my life where I would have two books in the works, let alone one book in the works. So here I am, and it's part of my process. And yes, you're absolutely right. It's about balancing everything else with that as well.
Well, and the other thing, it wasn't so long ago that you did your very first radio show with
That's
me,
right.
Which for those of you who are listening to this, whether it be with us live or as a podcast, you'd think Diane had been on radio ad infinitum. It's probably all that coaching and psychotherapy work you've done with others. You know, the fact that your back went out, and by the way, I've gone through this myself, in this season of winter.
Yes.
I'll take us back to your other comment, that now these months right here in this first quarter really is a place to reveal and think about the harmony with nature, the stockpiling of things, the slowing it down. And, of course, we're blessed here in Arizona with almost perpetual sunshine.
I know.
Not the case in other parts of the United States, particularly both of us being Midwestern
yes.
as I am.
Yes.
As I am as well. So, in some ways, if you're in the Midwest and you know sunshine could be a part of it, how do I create sunshine, so to speak, even though I might not have it literally but figuratively, or whatever, whether it be sunshine or anything else that needs to be those beacons that are pulling you forward?
Well, it may be sunshine. It may be how do you make sure that you create time in your day to take care of yourself in the absence of sunshine. So for some people, it's lighting a fire in their homes, or it's making sure that you're warm enough, that it may be making connections with people that you feel so you actually have face time with someone else and that can feed you. It's finding things that soothe you, that move you into a place of greater harmony. journey at not struggling with the absence of sunshine so much as just acknowledging. And I'll tell you, living in the Midwest, when we have sunny days in the middle of winter, people are happier. They're outside. They're looking at you. They're not there. It doesn't matter if it's 20 degrees and sunny or 75 and sunny. Well, it might matter, but whatever. But the point is that we really have an appreciation for those days. And so it's making sure that you are not struggling with the absence of it, and that when it comes, you got free enough and in balance enough that you can really appreciate it, that it's there.
So our very first, the end of the year show with you right there on Christmas Eve, we had talked about living in intention, not in resolution.
Yes.
So to your friend, the conversation you had with him about the health club.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people write that check, make that commitment, but usually it's with the, I want to lose 10 pounds or whatever, or it's just loose enough to say, I want to get healthy. And I suspect what you guide your clients through is being very clear on what the desired outcome is, almost like a snapshot of a picture of yourself that you carry around with you, isn't
it? Well, it is. And for many people, when you ask them what their intention is or what it is that they really want, they don't know. They really don't have a clear sense of that. So the next question is often, is there something that you already have that you would like more of? Something you would like to expand? So it could be time. It could be greater health. It could be greater ease. Sometimes it's the contrast of that. Is there something that you don't want more of in your life? So if you don't want to walk around feeling heavy or self-conscious or burdened by extra weight, then perhaps going to the health club is a good way to start with that. Don't bite off more than you can chew.
That was where I was going to say. And don't think you're going to do it three times a week.
No. You may just want to go for 15 minutes. Start once or twice a week, and don't push yourself beyond where you're starting from. So it really is acknowledging your starting point and then moving from there.
Because otherwise, when you skip or you miss, then you beat yourself up and then you give up.
Exactly. Same thing with diets. It's the same way.
Or, you know, we've talked about this in the air, too. Another technique that's very powerful in this body connection, obviously, meaning also your mind, is the practice of prayer or meditation.
Yes.
And so how to introduce that into your twice a week, three times a week, every day. I know you have meditation groups.
I was just going to say, as you may know, I have meditation groups that I run in my home in Tucson, and actually I'm going to be starting one in Chicago in the summer since I spend most of my time there. And what I basically do is we gather together as a group, and I do a little teaching about the nature of meditation and give people different tools. We do a core meditation, and then they take this home and practice. And people have very positive responses to this. Really helps them have greater ease through their day and then through their week, and then hopefully from there.
And I would tell you that worldwide, that meditation is becoming much more mainstream than viewed as woo-woo, something just yogis do.
Well, there's a lot of research about the power of meditation and the impact of meditation on our bodies, on our stress levels, on the chemistry of our bodies. So it's a pretty simple tool that we can apply in our lives. My teacher once said to me, it doesn't matter if you meditate once a day for 20 minutes or 20 times a day for 1 minute. It really is about becoming aware of your breath, focusing on the impact of that in your body, and moving forward from there.
Very good. Diane, how can people get a hold of you?
They can reach me by going to my website at www.dianesturner.com or toll-free 866-398-8877. Please feel free to call me to discuss either personal coaching or the groups that I'm running. I also have an email at imaginethatcoaching@gmail.com.
Right. And in fact, just because we mentioned, of course, Diane goes coast to coast here, but many of your clients are remote. So even if you're not in Tucson and you're Chicago, or for those of you listening from Chicago, she's in Tucson, that Skyping, telephone conversations, this is all sustainable.
Unlike your prior guest, I love technology and I'm learning more and more all the time.
Jumping into it. Well, we're going to keep track of these two books that are coming together. I'm glad to see you upright and dancing with ease and grace, despite having been flattened out like many of us go through. Diane Turner, thanks so much from Imagine That Coaching. We'll catch up with you next month.
Thanks once again, Sarah.
You bet. Thank you.
Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it.